getting ready to sing the last song, and I was thinking, you know, it says we crown you King of our hearts. And one day we're going to see the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Pastor preached a whole bunch of sermons over the last weeks. And we just believe the Lord is coming back. You know, it may not be next month, may not be a year from now, but I feel like for the majority of us here, the Lord's coming back and we're going to see Him. We're going to see Him face to face. Revelations 4:8 says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And it says, when the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, and to Him who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. And they lay their crowns. See, we made Him crown. We crowned Him King of our heart right now. But it says, they lay their crowns before the throne and says, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and by Your will they were created, and they have their being. Holy, holy, holy."
And power forever.
Revelations 21 says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride dressed beautifully for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. And he'll wipe every tear from their eyes. No more hard times. No more hard times. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. No more sickness. No more sickness. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. No more crying. No more disease. No more cancer. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Everyone that has died and gone before us that we've shed tears before, no more crying. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, no mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. No more hard times. He who was seated on the throne says, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. It is done. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Those who are victorious will inherit all of this. And I will be their God, and they will be my children. One more time, we're going to sing. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. If you know the words, you can sing with us. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are filled with your glory. We give you blessing, and we give you honor, and we give you glory and praise, Lord. You're the only one, Lord, that deserves those things, Lord, that deserves those words. And Lord, despite how many other people are getting all the blessing and the honor and the glory, God, we give it you tonight, Lord, because you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. And we just thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we had to come here tonight, Lord, and raise our voices to you, Lord. We just thank you that we got to sit at your feet just for a few minutes, Lord, and just bring worship and honor and praise to you. I just thank you, Lord. And God, as we get ready to go into the next set, Pastor Bill bringing the word, Lord. God, we just want to say thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for meeting us. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for dwelling among us. Thank you for that river of life that flows within us, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We praise you. God, I glorify you, Lord. I just thank you. Amen. Now,
passion for you. I see your passion in your hearts for me. Hold on to that passion. Never let go. Never flee from me, for I surround you with love and my holiness. This world will fall before you. This world is full of evil. Do not turn to it. Do not turn away from me. Hold on to me with everything you have. And the love I give you will fill your hearts with joy. Joy, so much joy that you cannot contain it. You cannot hold it. It is beautiful. And I give it to you freely. Worship my son, Jesus. Hold on to Jesus with everything you have. Never let go, for he will never let go of you. You are mine, and I am yours. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb of God. Holy, holy, holy. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord. Praise the glory and honor. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Just going to sit right here for a minute. Just sit right here. We're not going to go. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, Jesus. All kinds of time for Pastor Bill to bring the word. We've got all kinds of time for that. If anybody's in a hurry, they can just go ahead and go home. If you're in a hurry, if you want to be in the presence of the Lord, now is the time. If there's anybody that just wants to come to the altar, you can. It's all right. We can just break right in here. And if anybody wants to come to the altar and just spend some time with the Lord, that would be okay. And there's many that's coming up and having communion, and those that would like to do that, we can just take a little, just a moment, and just worship the Lord. Just worship the Lord.